This is Ag Bioscience. Welcome, and thanks for joining us. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business. This is a podcast where we explore all things ag bioscience, the people, products, and innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. We have three terrific young entrepreneurs with us today. Earlier this summer, the Indiana Soybean Alliance hosted its annual soybean innovation competition, where students competed by creating new products using soybeans. Zuhal Kakir, Ethan Miller, and Libby Placard from the winning team, they're all with us today. And congratulations. This is exciting news. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Hey, I want to start. Want to hear about the company you created and the product, I should say, Smulch, which is very interesting. But first, want to get a taste, get a feel for each of you young entrepreneurs. Zuhal, I'll start with you. Give us kind of a thumbnail, where you grew up, where you're from, and where you are in school right now.
Yeah, for sure. My name is Zuhal Kakir. I'm a third year PhD student at Purdue University. I'm originally from Turkey. I'm happy to be here.
Very good. Libby?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Libby Placard. I will be a sophomore at Purdue this fall, and I'm majoring in finance and management. I've grown up in West Lafayette my whole life, so been from and born and raised in Boilermaker country.
Yeah, good.
But yeah, it was really exciting to do this competition just because it was a little bit different, you know, being on the business side of things instead of, and I learned a lot more about the science aspect of the whole competition.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. Ethan, how about you? Give us a little bit on your background.
Yeah. So I grew up in Lafayette, Indiana, so not too far from home. I am also a sophomore at Purdue and I'm studying biochemistry.
Okay. Well, that's a little bit about your backgrounds. Now let's talk about Smulch. What is it? And how did you come up with the idea? I don't know who wants to start on that. Somebody jump in here and just tell me how Smulch was created. Ethan, why don't you take it?
All right. So, for the competition, we looked for a lot of different products that we could create. So, you know, you come up with a ton of ideas and you have to narrow it down, but we really just wanted to find a solution to like a real world problem. So something that we really thought that we could fix, and we found Smulch. So we realized that traditional rubber mulches are made from ground up tires. So those reused tires from driving around all the time have like carcinogens and are not safe for the environment or the people who use them. So we wanted to make a rubber mulch that is not harmful to the people that are on it or planting with it. So that's how we came up with that idea. And then actually, as we were creating our product, we found that with a couple different ingredients, we could also make that playground surfacing that we created. So it's kind of like a two-in-one deal there.
Yeah. Hey, Libby, how did you identify the problem? How did you come up with the idea to create this product? What was the need that you found?
Yeah, so we did a bit of research, and actually I kind of came up with it. Like, I brought it to our team because I have some little siblings, and my mom was talking about how, you know, the playgrounds that was at their school, they were looking for a new surfacing option. And she was like, there aren't a ton of great options out there. Maybe that's something you could do. So then we did a little bit of research and we were like, actually, this is kind of a big issue. Like, I don't know why most people don't talk about this. And then we just kind of, it just went from there. So we sat down as a team and we had probably five different ideas of things we can do. And the cool thing about this competition is that it all has to be like a novel idea. You can't create something that someone's already done. So that does, it's challenging because, you know, there's a lot of things that have been done with soy, but we were able to come up with some, and then we narrowed in on Smulch and just went from there.
That's great. Zuhal, talk about the development process. Once you decided on Smulch and on this product, how did you start and get the development process going? Anybody can jump in too, but Zuhal, why don't you start?
Yeah, for sure. So like, we started in the lab. So we had a couple of ingredients already based on soy. So we wanted to, we tested lots of ingredients and we wanted to keep the soy percentages high as possible. So we tried some soy flour or So we, and then we even colored our soy products. So that was how we worked in the lab.
Yeah. You mentioned that you looked at several ideas. Was this the one you were going to do all along? I mean, once you identified it, or did you try any other, start out on any other paths before you wound up on smulch?
So, of course, in the process, it took about like a month for us to like finalize our the final ingredients. So it was given us like about like 20 or 30 different soy products that we can use as an ingredient in our products. So we did lots of like trial and errors to finalize our ingredients. So this is how we came up with just the original idea to will function as a rubber mulch or playground surfacing.
Yeah. And we've been kind of talking around this, but Ethan, so describe smulch. I mean, I get the ideas and the uses for it. So playground uses, there seems to be a real need there and an obvious need there. But describe as you would go out to, if you wanted to sell this to someone, how would you describe smulch and what it's all about?
So smulch really is just a replacement for the existing rubber mulches that are out there. It's very versatile. So we can change the form of the rubber into crumb rubber, so something you would put on like a turf field, or just like the mulch you'd see in a garden. But it doesn't have any of the harmful chemicals or carcinogens that are in the existing products. So it really is just a great replacement for what you would use, something that you would feel comfortable putting in your garden and growing food in, you know?
Hey, you mentioned athletic fields. I think you did. That's one thing I thought of as you were describing this a moment ago. Is that a market? Is that a potential market? Because we see, you know, so much of the, you know, the old term, you know, AstroTurf, field turf, whatever you call it, and the little pellets that fly up, you know, on the football field, mm-hmm. and that kind of, is this a market for you guys?
I would totally say yes. One of the real reasons that we kind of went in this direction is when I was doing some research at the very beginning, I found an article that was about soccer goalies on turf fields, and they'd actually had a lot of people come out and say that they'd had like young teens, excuse me, like they were linked to cancer and stuff because they were goalies on turf fields. And so we were kind of like, this is very similar to what we're going with. It's the same material. And so while we didn't ever make a turf bead, you know, it's the same formula for what we did make, and it could certainly be used on turf fields. And that's certainly a growing industry. So,
yeah. In terms of the most challenging aspect of the process, I'd like each of your observations on that. Zuhal, in your view, what was the most challenging part of this whole development process and bringing smulch to fruition?
Yeah, one thing that is I remember still when we are coming to the end in the competition, we were doing our prototypes for surface mulch and for playgrounds. We found out that the oil was different than we originally used. So at the final day or so, we had to find the original oil that we used in our prototype. So that was kind of like a rush into the things that the competition required. So yeah, that was kind of like an experience for all of us.
Gotcha. Libby, how about for you?
I would say one of the most challenging aspects of this competition is that you don't know what everyone else is making. So, you know, when we finished, we started with probably about 20 teams, and gradually teams will drop out through the competition as the year progresses, and maybe their product doesn't work, so they know that there's no point in them really competing anymore. But once you get to the end, there were about 10 teams left, and we had no idea what any of them made until literally like the day of the award ceremony. So I thought it was kind of interesting, like the whole time you're competing against these other teams, because obviously, you know, you want to try to do well and place high, but you have no idea what they're making or what their product even is. You know, ours was totally like a agricultural product, but other people made food products or, you know, like cleaning supplies or all sorts of things. So I just think that's kind of cool.
Okay, what's the reception been kind of out there in the market? You've got this product. Have you been able to pitch it? Zuhal, I'll start with you. What's the reaction been?
It's been an amazing journey, to be honest. Like, from the award ceremony, we had so many people stop by our stand and curious about like how our products is and how they function. And so it was a great experience.
Yeah. Libby, what do folks have to say about the product? I mean, it sounds, especially the environmental piece of it, would make it, I would assume, a unique, an especially unique product. What's been the reaction?
Yeah, I've seen two reactions. Suhal and I did do the Spire internship through the Foundry. And so that required me to go around and kind of like almost like cold call interview people. So I went to like, you know, landscaping companies and asked their clients like, okay, would this be something you'd be interested in? And a lot of times people said that it was something they're interested in because it would save them a lot of time in the mulching process, but it was still, you know, like better for their environment and better for their families. And then the other reaction I've seen is a lot of parents have liked this product because they have, you know, little kids that are crawling around putting things in their mouth all the time. And they don't really want them to do that with, you know, the current things that are on playgrounds. So they thought that this was a better alternative.
Zuhal, I'll start with you. What is this experience, which is now continuing? I think, you know, there's more ahead for Team Smulch, but what has it meant to you, you know, personally, for your professional development? You know, you've got the academic side, obviously, at Purdue, but as you look at this experience, this real world experience, what does it mean to you and your future?
Yeah, certainly. So this experience got me into like more entrepreneurship and like more in the agricultural science and how like big this business. So I just got aware of like lots of opportunities that can come for us so in the future.
Yeah,
so Libby, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, Libby, how about for you?
I would say kind of very similar to Zuhal's answer, but on the other side, you know, I'm in business, so I get to see that aspect of this industry a lot, but I got to learn more about the science behind it. And then also, I just feel like I learned a lot more about agriculture in general. I mean, I'm from Indiana. I drive by soybean fields every day, but I just didn't understand the depths to which the soybeans affect our so many different products and our economy as a whole. So I think that that's just been kind of a rewarding experience.
Yeah. Any advice, anything you would give to other young or aspiring entrepreneurs? And Libby, I'll start with you on that. And certainly Indiana and every other state trying to really develop young entrepreneurs and keep them in state. But as you have gone through this and continue to go through this process, what advice would you give to high school or college age students who are in this game?
Yeah, I would say if I've learned anything from this competition, it's that you need to solve a real problem, solve a problem that people actually are wanting a solution to. Because, you know, you can go out there and you can make anything. We could make any soy-based product. But just because it's soy-based doesn't mean that it's actually going to do well on the business side. You have to look at the numbers. And is this something that people actually want? You know, do your market research. I know that I'm really pushing the business side, but that's right. Who I am. So, you know, I think that that's really important. You know, you gotta follow the numbers and find what people are actually looking for.
Yeah. Zuhal, how about you? Any advice you would give to aspiring entrepreneurs?
Don't be afraid to try out and just be like active and then join these competitions. And they're so much fun and you get to do like some teamwork with people. So which was really fun. So I would say just don't get afraid to like join and have fun with these competitions as well.
Okay. Now the big question, what's next for Team Smulch? What's on the horizon?
Yeah, well, we can compete in the competition again. So we would definitely really like to do that. I think it's a great competition, you know, and just thinking of more uses with soybeans. And now kind of how we know, now that we know how the competition works, because, you know, for all of this was our first time competing in the competition. So now that we know a little bit more about it, I'm really excited to just see what we can come up with next.
Yeah, how about for Smulch as a product, though? I mean, is there a future, you know, for that on the market, you know, marketing it and actually selling it?
Yeah. So at this moment in time, the Indiana Soybean Alliance kind of has the rights to it. We could certainly pitch for more funding and we've been given that option. And that's definitely something that we're looking into. But yeah, if we want to like get a patent on it or anything like that, that's, you know, kind of in the Indiana Soybean Alliance's realm and domain now. So we'll just kind of see what happens.
Zuhal, I'll give you the final word there and kind of to wrap it up and what this experience was like and to come up with something that has been so so well received. What was the experience like for you?
The experience was amazing for me. Just get to work with the students and also like working towards like, you know, the making the product is really efficient and environmentally friendly. It was kind of putting out our work as a student was really fun.
I tell you what, this has been a real joy for me to catch up with three entrepreneurs who are making things happen. It's what Indiana needs more of, and certainly these three entrepreneurs coming out of Purdue University, Libby Plassard, Zuhal Kakirsh, and also Ethan Miller. Congratulations on the success of Smulch, and be looking for more from you all in the future.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
All right. The creators of Smulch, the winners of the Indiana Soybean Alliance Innovation Competition, also, again, Purdue University students. And we really appreciate you telling your story today. And thank you for tuning in to the Ag Bioscience Podcast. And remember, you can get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions like this by subscribing wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. While there, you can also access our entire library of archived episodes. And you can always learn more online at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Gary Dick. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Agrinovus Indiana in collaboration with Inside Indiana Business. Hosted by Mitch Frazier. Panel episodes by Gary Dick. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography by Kaylee Kerr. To get all Ag Bioscience news all the time, visit agrinovusindiana.com.